As said before, every behemah gas also, if it has a broken leg, that you do not do work with it, there's no gzeira. But otherwise, not like a Yehuda, could be an ari, chayagasa would be also b'chol mokam. Rav Ashi says, stam ari, shavru eitzom locha. No, this ari is different than a chayagasa. An ari, a line, does not do work. So therefore, without the issa that it does damage, that it's nezik l'rabim, it would be permissible to sell it to an akum. Because we're not afraid the guy would do malachar on Shabbos. An ari does not do work. Mace, we have a question on this. It says, kishem shein moichrim lehem behem agasa, kachein moichrim lehem chayagasa. It says clearly that the same issa that applies to the behem agasa, we're afraid maybe the akum would do work with it on Shabbos, the same thing applies to a chayagasa, to a big chaya. V'yafilu b'mokim shemoichrim lehem behem adaka, chayagasa ain't moichrim lehem. Is Tiyufta the Rav? It's a clear question against Rav. Here it says clearly, even in a place that we're not choshed for Revia, that you're allowed to sell a behema daka, but still the same way it's also a behema gasa, the same way a chayagasa is also. So it's not like Rav. Rav said a chayagasa has the same halacha like a behema daka. Tiyufta the Rav Chonin Barov, it's a question of Chonin Barova. To Yufta, it's a good question. Here it's mashma clearly that a chayagasa has the same malacha like a behemagasa, and it's also to sell it b'chol makom. Ravina Rami Masnisa Nabraisa. He asked the question from a Mishnah to a Braisa, Omishani, and he answered. Tanana, learns like this, learns in our Mishnah, Ein moichron lehen dubin via royois. It's also to sell to them big bears and lions. Many things that do harm to the rabbi. So, Taima, what's the reason of the Mishnah? The yispe nezik, only because it's harmful, could do damage, it's dangerous. For lespe nezik, let's say it be a tamed one, a calm one, it does not do any harm. Then, marchrin, you're allowed to sell this chayagasa to an animal. So that's what's mashma for now, Mishnah. And on this Ramin, we have a question. It says in the Braisa we just learned that kishem shein marchrin behem agasa, the same way it's forbidden to sell a behema gasa because we're afraid of malacha, kach ein merchun chaya gasa. The same isra applies to a chaya gasa, wild chaya. And the afilu b'mokum shemerchun behema daka, even in a place that's permissible to sell a behema daka, that the goyim were not afraid that they'll have revia with their own animals, still, chayagasa ain't meichrin. You're not allowed to sell a chayagasa, because the chayagasa has malacha like a behema, that it does malacha. So the same way we have the gzera, the guy will do malacha with an animal, he'll do with a chaya. So it's a steer with the question on our Mishnah. So more answers on Mishani, v'yari shavur v'alib with Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the same thing as before, that the Mishnah is talking about a lion that has a broken leg. So therefore, malacha he would not do. But mashma, dangerous, he's still dangerous, though. Oh, no. I mean, the Mishnah's mashma only because it's dangerous. If it would not be dangerous, it would be muta. Where it's not dangerous doesn't only mean the tamed one, but it means one that has a broken leg. So that's the reason why it cannot do damage. It's not harmful. It has a broken leg, so the same sphere applies to work. Such an ari cannot do any malacha. Therefore, there's no gzeri allowed to sell it. But a healthy ari, could be any healthy ari, is also to sell to an akum, even though it's tamed, because if it's tamed, we're also afraid maybe you'll do malacha. Again, Rav Ashi Yama know that stam ari, shavru, ate some malacha. That stam ari is considered like a broken leg pertaining to work, because nobody works with an ari. That's the head that the sale, if you have a tamed ari, even though it's not healthy, it will be permissible to sell to an akum, because they do not do work with it. What do they have it for? I don't know. For a stam?
Circus.
Yeah. Maskiv lo Rav Nachman. Nachman asked the question. Man leimlon, who told you the ari chayigasahi? Who told you that an ari, a lion, is considered a chayigasa? Dilma chayidaki. Not every ari is so big. They start out to be small. They're like a little bit bigger than a dog, maybe. So who told you it's considered like a big bear? Maybe an ari, a lion, is called a chaya daka. And therefore, it's permissible to sell it. That's Shana the Braisa. And that's Shana Mishnah also. I mean, that's Shana Mishnah. That the only reason why it's forbidden is because it's dangerous. Because it does nezek the rabbin.
But if not for the nezek rabin, it'd be permissible to sell an ari. You know why? Because it's a chaya daka. Who said it's called a gasa?
Some more says, Ravashi dayik masnisin umoysif tiyufta. Ravashi was madayik from a brisa, and he asked a question like this. Tanan, masnis from the Mishnah. Tanan, not in our Mishnah, ein moichrum hem dubin via rois. You're not allowed to sell to the Yakum, not the bears and not lions. For loy called of a shesh by nezel garab, anything that's dangerous to the rab. So again, time, what's the reason that's given? The yisbei nezek, because it's dangerous, it could do harm to the rabbin. For less bei nezek, but if it's not dangerous, if it's a tamed one, then moichrin, then it'll be permissible. Now, the time, what's the reason? Only ari, distam, ari, shavu, etzom, locha. That's what Rashi svara. That stam and ari, even though it's healthy, but it does not do work. It's called shavu, etzom, locha. Nobody uses a lion to do work with. Aval midi achrini, b'mashmi, anything else that you do work with, the avidi malacha, loy, it'd be also to sell to an akim. If so, to yufta, the Rav Chonin, bar rova, to yufta. There's also a question on Rav Chonin, bar rova, that he wanted to say that a chaya gasa is like a behema daka, that it's permissible to sell. Here the Diyakis know that a chaya gasa is considered like a behema gasa, that the Yisra flies. Now, v'chaya gaso miyos mai meloch avda. So it's only a question now, does a lion do work or not? But we're making a diik though, mashma other chaya gasas, they do work. The question is, who said so? What type of a work do you do with a chaya gasa? Sumara says, yes, Om Rabaya, Omali Mar Yehuda. Mar Yehuda told me that the Vei Mar Yechne, I heard from the house of Yechne, that Tachni Rechayim the Arudi. They used to use their millstone there, their grinder, Tachni Rechayim the Arudi, with a wild donkey, the Arudi. And that's called a Rashi's Chamor Habar, a wild donkey, which were big ones, and that's called a Chayigasa. So you see that people did work with a Chayigasa. Therefore, it's good the first Brisa. That a chayigasa has the halacha like a behemagasa. That it's also to sell a chayigasa wild donkey to an akum. Omer Rab Zera, ki havinon bei Rab Yehuda. When I was by Rab Yehuda's house, or his place, Omer Alon, he told me like this, gemirim minoi ho milsa migava rabba. I learned this halacha from a great person. Rashi brings down Rab Yehuda was a Talmud from both Rav and Shmuel. He learned by both of them. He's saying over this halacha he heard from one of these two, from a great person, Shmili. V'lo yodana, I did not remember though, imi Ravi Mishmuel, I forgot from which Rebbe I learned this from. Either from Rav or from Shmuel. But it said like this, Chaya gaso, big chaya, harei kibay madaka lepirchas. It has luck like a behem madaka, that if you make a shchita, you have to make sure it moves around afterwards. It stretches out and brings back its leg. Otherwise, it was the Masakenis of Yitrefa. That's what I heard first. That it has luck like a Bei Madaka for Pirchas. Ki asoyi lekurkani. When I came to this place, Kurkanoi, Ashkachasei lerav Chia Barashi, I met the Chia Barashi, the Yosef would come, he's sitting and telling me, Mishmei de Shmuel, name of Shmuel, like this, that Chaya Gasa Arei ki Bei Madaka for Pirchas. He told me over this halacha, the name of Shmuel. He says, so I mean, now I hear and understand, Shemai Mina, Mishmei de Shmuel Itma. I learned this over in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel's the one that told me this halacha. Yeah. Kiyosu l'surah, when I came to Surah, Ashkatei l'Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, I found Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, the Yosef was sitting, Okom Alei Mishmei de Rav. He said over the same halacha again in the name of Rav, that he said, Chayigas Arege Beim Adak L'Pirchus. So I'm stuck now. I mean, and now I think to say, Shmamina Itma Mishmei de Rav, Itma Mishmei de Shmuel. And both, I hear now that I heard from both of them. They both agree on the same halacha that a Chaya Gas is like a Bei Medak Lepirchus. Ki Salikis Lossim, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachtiyo L'Rav Asi, I found Rav Asi. The Yosef Kormer, he was sitting down and saying like this, Omer Rav Kormer Bagruya, Mishmei de Rav, the name of Rav. Chayagasa arei kibhei madak lepirchus. again, said over the name of Rav, that Behemadaka is like a Chaya Gas, like a Behemadaka for Pirchas, it has to move its leg back and forth after Shechita. Is Amri Leis, I said to him, Leisavol Omar, the man Mora de Shemaita, Rabbi Bar Yirmiyo, don't you agree that it was Rabbi Bar Yirmiyo that said over this halacha, that he was the one that said over the name of Rav? Sakim is saying it over now, the name of Rav Chama Bar Guriyo. So Mora says, Omalei, Pasi Uchmi, like a black pot. Pasi Uchma, black pot. So Rashi says it's a shvach, it's a praise. Rashi says, Kli Shachar, it's a black Kli, Kimayhani Psusia Deve Mixio Uchmi, Shanishtachra De Melacha, becomes black through work. Kalayim meant to say, Gamata Rogu Vatoda Batari, you also learn an abundance of Torah. Kimay Mikaisle Beschanika Shepach Miata. It's like a muscle to say, like he's black, he works so hard. Here also, you learn so much Torah, so that's why you say this. In other words, mean to say the Gemara, minoi uminoch tistayim shmaitato. That for me and you, for both of us, it came out of the front of both of us. It's true, we both are teaching this in the name of Rav. So both of us are saying over this halacha in the name of Rav, that a chaya gasa has a halacha like a behemadaka, at least for Pirchus. It manami learned also this Omer Rav Zeru, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Bar Yirmiyah, Omer Rav Chama Bar Guriyah. Both of them are saying this. Omer Rav name of Rav that Chayigas Arelik Avei Madak Lepirchas. They all at least say over this much that Lepirchas for sure Chayigas has to move back and forth after the Shechita. Now the Mishnah says Ein Boinim. It's also to build with them a base mishpat. A house where they'll judge people and they'll kill people there. Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechonon. Gimel b'sukoye sein. There are three types of sukoyes, means these big, fancy houses. Shalmach Yad Kachovim. One is for a Goyish king. V'shalmach Tzoyes. One is for the bathhouse. V'shalmach one is for the warehouse where they store the gold and silver of the king. Treasure house. So Omar Rabba. Beisli Hat of Yechel Yisr. Two of them is permissible for a Jew to help build, and only one is also. The simon, what's the simon? Which one is also for the melech, that there he makes it for his base mishpat? It says, Lesser Malchayim Bezikim, that they tie up the malachim, the kings. So Mashu Malchayim by the kings, there it's also to help them build their Bisokoyis, because they use it for a base mishpat. Vika the army, some say Yamarova, Kulam Leheter, all of them are permissible. Ah, your Tanan says now Mishnah Ein Boinim Imoyim Besilki Garde Mitzvah Obima. It says it's also to build for them a silky. So Gemarin says Ein must say like this: Shel Gardum V'Shel Isadia V'Shel Bima. In other words, Stam a silky could be mutter. Stam a silky maybe just a big palace. Our Mishnah means if they use this palace for the purpose of a Gardum. To make their base mishpat where they'll kill people. If they're using the silky for a bima or for an itzdiya, then it's forbidden. But just a regular silky, just a nice big building, that would be permissible to build even for a king. Tana Rabbon, Bryce learned like this, Kishenitfes Rebbe Lezer Leminus, that they once caught Rebbe Lezer, the minus, means the minim, they caught Rebbe Lezer. Rashi says, minim tafsu lechayf lavazgachofim. The Minas once caught Reb Loza and took him to try and force him to be Eved Avodah Zarah, as if to say, if not, we'll kill you. They took him to Mishpat. Is Helu Lagardim Ladin? So of course he refrained and said, no, I will not worship the Avodah Zarah. So they took him up to the Gardim to his base of Mishpat to have him killed. Is Omelo Yaisa Hegmon? So at the base of Gardim, the judge there, the final judge, to give him the sentence to be killed or not, said to him like this, Hegmon, you old person, I say Hegmon, said him this, Zokin, you old person, Reb Lezer, Shekhamoyska, an old person like you, Yasek, Bitzvorim, Vitalim, Alolu, are you Isaac just in learning Torah, these foolish things? That's what you're wasting your time on. So my lawyer, Reb Lezer, answered back to him, Neman Olai Hadayin, I like what the Dayan is telling me, I believe the Dayan, I accept what the Dayan is saying. So Kesavar, this Hegmon, this judge thought, Kisavar Isa Hegman Olav Huimer. He's saying it upon me that he's accepting, he's agreeing with what I'm saying, that he's wasting his time learning the Torah.
So if so, he'll soon say he freed him. But Vula Yama really, Reb Lez only said it, Vula Yama Ela Keneged Ovev Sheba Shemayim. He only meant to say, Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm still Nem and I'm still trustworthy to Hashem. But Omar Loi, this Hegmar and this judge says, Hoyu V'yamanti Olecho, since you're trusting me, you're listening to what I'm telling you, is Dimos Potter Ata. I'll give a judgment, Dimos of the judgment should be, that you are freed. Rashi Toy says, Piris Barachme Abbas Chavim. Shaloi Nishba, Rashi also like that. Dimas Rashi says, He hoists a shame, Yerosev Nishba Bo. He like swore in the name of his Avodah Zarah to free him. So Dimas Potterato. So he was freed, he went back home. Kishabola Vesa, when Reb Lezer came back home, Nichnasu Tamidav Etzla Lenachmoy. His Tamidim came to try and appease him. So he went through a hard time, he was almost killed, they want to appease him. Hulei Kibla Lof Tachnunim. He did not accept appeasement. He still felt bad. He must have done something wrong. Why this punishment came to him? Amala Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said to him, as Talmud Rabbi Kiva, Rebbe, Tarshini loyma dov recha mima shil maratonu. Please give me permission, Tarshini, let me say something to you of the things that you taught us. Amaloi, so the Rebbe of Lezer said, okay, Emor, tell me. Amaloi said to him like this, Rebbe, Shema maybe minus boliotcho. Maybe you heard a pshat, something good from a min, from somebody that's over the over the avodah zarah and vahanach, and you liked what he said. Vahanocho, right? You enjoyed it. Rashi says.